You went to senior high school.
I did.
Of course. Obviously. Now, as a, you know, young boys in senior high school.
Yeah.
At which point do people start getting indoctrinated into things like internet scams? Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor. Because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
Yeah, so this is something I wanted to say. I think the society is actually programmed us in a way. As I was saying, the system is being made, or people are made to think that you can actually make some amount of money using legal means or rightful ways. So I think as the conversation we're having, job is not there, everything is out, you can't do anything to make money. So they feel like that is the only thing they can go to at that point. Because at that point, they feel like they don't have anything. And to start from the bottom, manifesting something is so making something from nothing is something you never take for granted. Because from nothing, sometimes it might feel like it's a dream to even make something. It's just only illusion to make something out of that.
But so, when does it actually start in the young boy's life? At which point in university? In the school journey,
when they become conscious,
yeah,
when
they become, what they see,
yeah. So a lot of this internet scam thing, I think it comes from obviously what you see around you and what you want to become. So social media, we dump on social media a lot, but that's the truth.
That's where it's coming.
Social media has raised expectations of our life generally across all board. Almost every kid now will probably say they will become a billionaire. But in reality, that's not what will happen.
Exactly.
But so you have these unrealistic expectations that is being set by social media. And you have these kids or these young boys who don't know how to reach those unrealistic expectations, but they do have them.
Yeah, but where do they get the skills from?
The skills?
Yes. The skill to actually start speaking to people and do all this funny stuff. Where do they actually get the skill from?
They learn from
the people who are already into it. You see, mostly they start, that's when this theme came about, Godfather. My godfather, oh yeah, my godfather. So like, what they see on the media, they see, let's say I'm 18 years or I'm 19 years, and then I see my colleague, same like around 18, 19, 20, buy a Benz. Living this life, the musicians outside, because to be honest, the lifestyle of these people into these days, they take it from the outsiders.
Yeah.
So if I see my colleague, my age mates, living this lavish life, I feel like I want to do something.
Yeah, approach him.
So you try to get close to understand for him to show you people who knows about this thing to also teach you. I nearly got into this thing, so because at that point I want to make money, I want to be something.
100%.
And I felt like it's wrong, but I felt like if I make this money, I can give it a bird bath and then maybe clean it and because I can invest in other business stuff.
But at that time, did you understand the consequences of the actions that you were
exactly till I was
wanted to take?
Uh-huh. So at that point, you wouldn't even think of the consequences.
I see.
Yeah. So it's happened. So I think I grew up and I realized, man, all these things are not going to be. It's not my path. It's not what I can be, because how can I sit, or let's say if I become somebody that everybody knows, how can I talk about the good stuff when I know where I'm coming from?
And I
understand the guilt.
And I also think like about this, like whether you feel guilt or not. It's moral standards. Who is teaching these kids what to do and what not to do? And for a lot of people who get into these internet scams, those moral things don't exist, in my opinion. They don't exist. Even if they do, Mr. Derek, even if they do, when you're scamming someone outside where you don't see their face, you don't know who they are. You're just talking to a machine. You're literally talking to a machine. There's a human there, but you're talking to a machine. You don't internalize that there's a human being who has built 80 years of their life building this wealth. You don't internalize it because you don't actually physically interact. For these people who do these internet scams, they would most likely not be able to pull it off in person, because then you see the consequences of your actions.
Right.
The internet blocks that. You are talking to an avatar.
But I also think what we are saying goes beyond just scamming Westerners.
Mm.
Yeah.
Here they are scamming
people. Yeah. Here.
So
for me, I think it's basically hunger. Because they say if Mr. Derek, you have food, or let's say if you are rich in a poor community, you are not safe. Because the people there hungry.
Yeah.
They will do anything. And when hunger comes to, there's desperation.
So poverty is a problem.
They will do anything to find air and breathe.
Yeah.
I mean,
poverty is a problem.
They are being stressed. They are pressured. So I think this is where they will do anything, because right now they will give excuses. It doesn't justify the action, but then they will give a solid excuse like, if I didn't do this, mom would have died. My brother wouldn't have.
And like, in their context, like, I never judge them. Because in their context, if I was the exact same person as them, or if I were put in their environment, raised up the way they were, I would do it. I'm not, now I won't, because I'm the way I am. I didn't live the way they lived. But if I was in their environment, if I lived the way they lived,
I think the question really is, what other options do young boys have? What other options?
So,
and you, the two of you, are showing us different options.
Right.
Right. So what option did you take?
Yeah. So for me, I decided to, let's set something as a foundation.
Yeah.
I think everybody has things they are either interested in or things they have a unique advantage.
Yes.
Right. So what that means is that there are some people who were born naturally with a good voice. They can sing. There are some people who can speak in public. They are courageous. They can speak in public. There are some people who can do things with their hands. There are some people who can take good photos, who have a good artistic eye. My thinking is that every young person has some version of this. Even if they don't, there's something they are, to some extent, interested in that they can hone and get a skill in. And whatever that is for you, work towards that and build that up. And so for me, because of the way I was brought up, a unique advantage I had was that I could speak. And I could speak in public, and I could easily speak in front of camera. And so because of that, I decided to go into content creation and talk about stuff that I'm interested in. So speaking, but also things I'm interested in, which at the time was tech, now is storytelling, now is marketing, all these things. So I used my unique advantage and told my story online, did my stuff online, and then I've been able to build, to some extent, a business. And so for every young person, I think the first thing is find the thing that you are interested in, or find the thing that is your unique advantage.
Look, I love that's it. All. But you are 19 years.
Yeah.
You are speaking to people who probably 16, 17, from 16 all the way to 19. Yeah. Give or take 25. How do they find that thing? How do they, the process to discovery?
That's a good question. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes. I wanted to say, I think our school, basic education, play a role in this.
Okay.
I have a friend. He was not good in class. So, since primary, this guy has been tagged with Bonde.
What does that mean?
Mean, you know nothing. Like, you can't be anybody. So, this person has been always
your
been... Your head
died.
So, they've always been killing the spirit of this person. So, he feels like he can't do anything. So, after school, as you were saying, you're supposed to find something. But there's nothing, because since childhood, everything he does, they say he's not good at it. So, what can he do? He can't do anything. He feels like he can't do anything. And these people are those ones prone to get into this act, the scam act and all that, because there's nothing for, they feel like there's nothing.
Down. The system that
they can't do
up.
Anything.
Look, there's a book that talks about the superiority complex, the desire to feel important.
Yeah.
Because everybody speaks down on you. And now all of a sudden, the path they know well, you don't know it. So you find your way.
Yeah.
And make the money.
Yes.
So that they can start seeing you as
important. Great. And that could go two ways. You could either they are beating you down. You can turn that into good fuel and do something great.
Yep.
Or they are going to go to the other side.
Because, if you look at it, I have a personal experience. I have friends that in primary, so like after JHS, those that they kept on, we call them Big Six. They were the last six. So we call them Big Six. These six guys, I say four of them are scammers.
Yeah.
And then two of them are, that other two, I can't tell what they do though, but then they have money. I don't know how, but they claim they are selling some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. So these people are those ones, we didn't let them find something they are good at to put it there. So if they feel like there's a chance they can use to make money to feel important, why not take
Connected Minds Podcast.